Hey, good day for Bison Golf. We'll start first. Your varsity goes to Lex. Hey, you shot a nice score yesterday, Ben. Guys came out and had a good meet, didn't they?
Yeah, really proud of the guys, man. We got a break on the weather again, with the exception of the last hour of the day. You know, the wind started really pumping that last hour. I wish we were done and off the golf course, but you know, our guys ended up with the team victory, shooting a 309, and you know, really impressed with Holdridge. You know, they were right on our heels, shooting a 312, but can't speak any more proud of Landon Kamak coming away with basically his third victory of the year. You know, shoots one under par, 71. And then Reed Loop comes right behind him with the 72, even par, and that's kind of been the MO this year. Those guys are kind of been the two-headed monsters, and once again they showed how great they are of players, and ended up the tournament first and second. You know, and we had some solid scores behind them. You know, Keaton Loop, you know, struggled the second to last hole, could have broke that 80 mark, but came in with an 82. Colin Cutter an 84, and Jalen Collicott 85, but you know, overall, very pleased with the effort. You know, 15 teams in the field and came away with the victory.
Yeah, a couple of teams. You know, Holdridge, Norplatz, you know, Kearney. I don't know if Kearney sent their top unit there, but those teams have pushed you before, and you're going to see them again, I'm sure, somewhere down the line, aren't you?
Yeah, so we're going to see both those teams, North Platte and Kearney. On Thursday, you know, Coach Kaminsky has been kind of changing up their lineup a little bit. You know, North Platte had 2 to 3 varsity players and a couple JV players yesterday. So, and that was kind of the same thing of what he did last Friday at Kearney's. But, you know, come Thursday, North Platte's going to have a full, you know, their 5 varsity guys that he feels confident with. Kearney sent a JV team. But, you know, Kozad improved immensely. Ogallala improved immensely. And so there's a lot of Southwest Conference teams that are playing well. And like I said before, Holdridge has 3 to 4 guys that can break that 80 mark. And so we got to keep getting better so we can kind of keep our distance from Holdridge.
Your JV's coach went to Enders, Chase Kenny invite, a 381 in fifth place. Not too bad for that bunch, was it?
Yeah, you know, I think we left a few more strokes on the course than what we wanted, but, you know, the guy I want to highlight of that meet was Brody Anthony, brought home a medal, shooting a 90. And Cole Walter shot a 95. And Cole continues to get better and better each and every week. And then Cruz McCarty had a great duel against Ogallala, shooting a 38. And then just struggled a little bit yesterday, shooting a 97. But, you know, he's going to bounce back and get way better. And Wyatt Benish is continuing to find his consistency as far as plays really well. In practice, got to find a little bit more comfort in that tournament setting. He shot a 99, and then Casey Wall rounded up our scores, shooting a 103. But, you know, you got to play in tournaments to keep your game sharp, understand that what you need to work on in practice. And so it was a great experience for our guys going to Chase County and getting a fifth-place finish.
Thursday, Coach, you kind of touched on a little bit. Lachlan, Hastings, good field of teams, and that should be a fun one to watch once again on Thursday.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's going to be as tough a field as what we would see at Kearney, but it's not that far back. I mean, as far as Kearney's going to be there, North Platte's going to be there, Kearney Catholic will be there, and they are a very solid Class C school. They won state last year in Class C and brought everyone back, so they're going to be a low 300s team. You know, Lachlan brings every challenge that you would see on a golf course into play. It has out of bounds, it has trees, it has water. So we're going to have to strike the ball extremely well, and then we're going to have to putt way better than what we did at Lexington. Even though we won the invite, we just had way too many three putts. And so I feel like Lachlan's always in great shape, and it's going to be a great test for our kids. And I can't wait to get in that van on Thursday and see how we compete.
And then your Bison JVs get another meet as well. Medicine Valley invite, Arrowhead Meadows, and a nice golf course there for those guys as well.
Yeah, so we'll send five reserve guys, actually, to Med Valley. So it'll be 5 totally different guys than that we sent yesterday to Chase County. So, you know, Lee Davidson, Asher Wilson, Spencer Schneider, Eli Smith, and Preston Bobmeyer are going to have a chance to go compete in an 18-hole setting. That's something that they haven't done yet this year. You know, they've played in a duel. You know, those guys are going to have a chance to play Curtis. Curtis is once again always in great shape, and they'll see teams obviously like Med Valley and things like that, but excited to see those guys compete as well.